Blog Talk Radio.
We have to believe that this is where we're supposed to be.
I know. And you can only be a hero to one woman at a time.
Just a kiss on your lips in the moonlight. Just a touch of the fire burning so bright. No, I don't want to mess this thing up. No, I don't want to push too far. Just a shot in the dark that you just might be the one I've been waiting for my whole life. So baby, I'm alright. But just a kiss.
You know I love you.
I love you too.
Not a princess, this ain't a fairy tale. I'm not the one you'll sweep off her feet. Leader of the stairwell, this ain't Hollywood, this is a small town. I was a dreamer before you went and let me down. Now it's too late for you and your white horse to come around.
We have a connection.
I don't know what the hell we've been doing the last few years. Above all others, you belong with me.
I will make you pay for hurting Jason. It's going to happen. You've got payback coming, and I'm gonna love watching it land on you.
Friday night.
August 24th. Hey, I remember the date. That was very good. Okay, before I bring on cards, I have a lot of rants, and I don't think the cards tonight really doesn't want to be on the phone while I'm yelling at people. Okay, let's start off with all these rumors, because really I am sick and tired of it, and I feel like, you know, saying F you right now to the Soulmates. I do. You know what? I feel that Steve will stay. I think this whole thing has gotten blown out of proportion and everything. Oh, by the way, you guys, you're listening Daytime After Dark produced and everything by me. I just want to say that, you know, I believe Steve Burton will stick around, you know? You know, give the guy less hours if you need to, but come on, I don't think we are going to, you know, believe, you know, stupid opinion. Call me, it's an honest question, though. Yeah, I know, Silo, it's an honest question. But I don't believe it, because you know what they said after Young Club began? He said himself he never said he was leaving, blah, blah, blah. And you know what? I believe him. You know, it's going to be the 50th, and I think they would not want to fuck themselves by, you know, not coming to a good, good, you know, settlement with it. It's both set. And, you know, that's all I'm going to say about that right now. Young and the Misfits fans are going crazy about Lily getting fired. You know what? I think it's City. And, you know, I've always loved Lily, probably because I love Christoph St. John. That was here last week. Wait, was it last week? Oh, the week before. Oh, my God. My mind is gone, like, the days. Okay, that, you know, I think, you know, people through support who, and let's fight to get her who's all back. We did it for Becky. The number is 213-325-3434. And, you know, there are really no words here except really don't pass on calling and spinelli too much, because frankly, I'm not in the mood to hear it. Let's see what else. I have a little tirade of my own, and everyone gets to be a part of it. So lucky people. Okay, so everyone knows how stupid Katie Couric is coming to TV and whatever. Well, it's not coming here in Washington on ABC. It's coming here on NBC. But what have my Washington affiliate done to me? You know, they are freaking taking Anderson off the rotation and putting that bitch Katie Couric on. Sorry, Katie, for calling you a bitch. But nothing comes between my Anderson or my Bradford. Okay, people? Like I said, the number is 781-284-0591. You know, I'm not all caught up with the soaps. I did see the ace today and yesterday where I was fast forwarding. I just want to say my husband is my hero. You know, finding the information was amazing. Having Sonny's look on his face. Do I think that's Robin in the bed? No. I'm going for, you know, Emily or Dr. Lee. Or maybe me. Maybe I'm in the bed. Okay, fine. Yes, I will behave myself. I want to see what Steve to say he has. And you know what? You know what? There's nothing to say. Steve shouldn't even be calling unless he called me already 2 weeks ago. Oh, a month ago at the fan event. Why does everyone always have to come and say it for like a fifth time? This occurred the fan. Oh, my will. I'm going to let Kathy on because that's the only one on my switchboard right now.
Hi, Kelly.
Hello, don't you love it when I'm while I'm taking a little pain for my back? Don't you love it that I could go on all these rants all night long, really?
Well, you have some rants.
Oh yeah. I mean,
let it go, girl. Let it go.
They fucked with the wrong person. I started since, I don't know, I started the show. Okay, do you really want to believe everything you read on the friggin' magazine and call it gospel? Do you really want to believe everything? I don't. I mean,
well,
you know,
someone said he did say at fan club weekend that he wasn't leaving. So
yeah,
I guess that came right from his mouth.
Yeah, and he denied that he was. The other thing he never said, you know, blah, blah, blah. So I'm not worried. I don't think the fan base has anything to worry about because I think he's going to be here for the 50th anniversary. I don't think we should, you know, be worried, you know. He had enough money to fly back and forth from Tennessee. So I don't think that's going to be an issue. And if I were, you know, Steve and his wife, yeah, I would probably will want the kids to get out of L.A. It's probably not the best environment for kids to let growing up in L.A. I mean, maybe Nashville is a better environment. It doesn't mean that he's leaving. Hi, Lisa. No time long here. Wait, they all moved to Tennessee. Silo, I get it that they moved to Tennessee, but Steve can commute. I don't think that, you know, is going to be such an issue. Come on, people, come call in to talk to me and Kathy at 213, wrong number.
The last time you gave the phone number, you gave the wrong one.
I know. I just noticed that. See, what happened? Drugged me. Okay. 347-850-8721. Elisa, Carrie, Cyril, you guys better be calling in.
Lazon's at the movies.
Lazon is at the movie, but I hope she's having popcorn because I want popcorn. Well, I'm going to the movie tomorrow, so I'm not jealous because my sister-in-law and I are going to go see Hit and Run. It's supposed to be really, 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 really good. Let's see. Okay, people calling.
The show was really good today.
Well, I know, but I want to, you know, talk about that when more callers pick up their stupid phone and call in. Sorry. Yes.
Did you watch Days today? Did anyone watch Days?
I am not that responsible. Okay, I was only responsible enough about Days. I wasn't responsible about watching any other ones. And, this one, you know, people, if you are going to take a bath, and you're having back pain, since it really, 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 really works. But don't use half a container of Epsom salt like I did. Maybe that wasn't the best idea that I paddled a, but my back was hurting. So I'm like, okay, that's what I did. Hi, Brandy, Dallas, Carrie, Tyler, and the Salmon Brandy. People need to call. Pick up the phone and call. I mean, I know Carrie might not call in because she doesn't have a voice. But anyone else? We got to stop worrying about rumors every day, because there's always rumors every day. I mean, every rumor comes out.
They're just rumors. That's
exactly. All. I mean, people always have rumors. I mean, it's so funny. You know, people say, why hasn't he really talked about? Well, he just talked about a month ago. So I think everything will be okay, and... Yeah. Oh, yay. Hey, Tom.
Hi, ladies.
Hi, everyone
in the room.
Yes, hi, everyone in the room.
I believe during fan weekend, Steve believed exactly what he said. Now, things may have changed a tad.
Nope.
Because he's probably asking for a little more time off so he can have longer weekends, but maybe he's asking for the same money, and they're going, can't we compromise? If you're going to be here less, money. It has nothing to do with anything else.
I don't think... I think this will pass. It's happened in the past. I don't think he's going to go.
I just want him to confirm that again now.
But I guess if I was in this business and I confirmed it a couple of weeks ago, I think I would just, retweet what I confirmed, because
if he didn't have his contract in front of him where he had to sign on the dotted line, that was what he thought then. Now they could be proposing different guidelines to him. So
until he confirms that
he has signed, I'm going to hold reservation to what is happening. There's no guarantee any soap person is staying once their contract is up. Until they sign. And this happens every time somebody comes up for signing. I don't care if it's GH or like YNR is going through a big crisis right now. It's good for us because Jeannie Francis will be coming probably. But, going through the exact thing that we did with Becky Herbst.
Yeah,
I would think he wanted to time off.
Yeah, Silo, look in the sub room for a second. And Alexa, this Reload the Page, the blog talk has been crazy. I'm probably going to call you on mail.
Hello?
Hey, you on mail?
Hi, this is Alva. Hi, everybody.
Hey, Alva.
Hi, Alva.
Oh, and if you want to go on, press 1, do so. So.
What's going on,
I will
Alva?
Say I agree. It is Emily. I hope that's who it was in the bed.
You know what? Carrie brought up a good point. She said it could be Dr. Lee.
I was thinking about
I never thought of that. Where has she been? She hasn't been on.
We haven't seen her in, close to 6 months.
Since she told the skank about the paternity.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Well, maybe she wanted to tell the truth and she was quieted.
Right.
I don't know. All I know is I believe this soap is going to get more good and more good and more good, and it's going to be great
for
all of us.
It's going to get better and better and better.
Good. I can't wait till Monday. I can't wait.
I know. Me too.
Alva, sorry to interrupt. Alva, what is your opinion on the whole Steve thing?
Well, I'm just going to wait and see. I mean, I got kind of panicked at first, but then I said, you know what? It is what it is, and I hope he don't leave because I think he's getting what he wants. And
yep.
maybe, I don't know, maybe he wanted more time off. I don't know. It's a negotiation. That's what they're going through now. So we just
yep.
have to sit back and wait and see.
Yep.
Well, yeah, but I'm just going to go, I'm just going to go with, he's not leaving just because, it's going to be the 50th, and I think there's a lot of more good stuff to come, and,
I that's what I'm saying. I think he said he was going to, he was staying at his convention, and that's what I'm going to take him at his word for until he comes and says, I'm not staying, then
yeah.
I have to take that word, but he said he was
right.
staying, so I'm going to,
mm-hmm.
That's where I'm taking
it. I just find that the two sister outlets who broke the story is Jamie Gooden and Ryan, and I don't trust Ryan for anything in this whole wide world. And Jamie,
Nelson said, I asked Nelson directly today on Twitter, and he said it's not looking good.
Well, you know what? I
not
really
looking good.
Yeah, I don't really care what Nelson brings up.
What Alpha?
What Alpha looking good?
His contract negotiations.
See,
are they
don't.
Sitting in there with him?
Exactly.
That's right, Alpha.
No, I'm
because,
just saying,
I mean, if they're in there with him,
with
then
the
they can say
two.
It. Until Steve say, hey, it's
right.
Nay or whatever, then that's what we
I
have to go. Nelson is
I
not
totally
sitting in there
agree.
With him.
I totally agree, and that's how come I told Carly, too, that I'm waiting until Steve tells us
right.
one way or the other.
I mean,
I'm
I think we are.
Nelson
I,
confirmed the two sources that Carly said.
What? Wait, what did you just say?
I said you quoted the two sources that were saying this, and I just
oh,
added
okay.
that Nelson also confirmed it. But I'm still waiting. Steve is the determining factor here. No one
you
else.
You know what? I just feel like, we, for it to come out when it did, I'm sorry, I smell a rat in this whole thing, and, I think...
I personally hope it's chemo they're talking about, not signing myself,
yes.
but...
The former GH staff.
Yep.
Right, that's what it said, that's what Carrie was telling me, that they said a former GH star, so,
and people,
ooh,
yep.
maybe she is
and people,
leaving.
In People magazine.
Yep, and you know what? I think.
Oh,
that,
I hadn't heard that.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
But I think for this, I feel sorry that for them in a way that they always have to address these stupid rumors. Like, even if they announced it a couple of weeks ago, blah, blah, blah. And, I do feel sorry for that thing. Okay, I want to get to the hospital. But I want to talk a little bit about this whole uproar in B&B and why not right now and what everyone is feeling about that.
You know what? B&B, I think Ron Moss, just like I kind of was trying to tell the Y&R folks on the other site, that, these times for soaps are very precarious at best. They are costing a lot of money, and, we've lost a lot of people on GH over the years here in the last five. And I think no one is immune. I don't care if you're the number one soap or the bottom of the soap. We're all at risk. So if you feel strongly about Crystal, which I do, I support that she should keep her part. But you have to be unified and you have to be focused. We did it with Becky. I think they can do it for Crystal. But I don't know what's going on behind the scenes and what is driving what. So the best you can do is just pitch your little person that you want to support or the soap and go with it. Ron Moss, I believe, had a mixture of personal issues because of the accident, wanting to give it up and live his life, versus maybe contractual money situation. And they're not going there anymore. I don't think anybody's immune to this tightening of the belt.
Oh, by the way, I feel really crappy right now. I want to wish Alicia a happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Alicia. Happy birthday, Alicia. Oh, and happy birthday, Shiloh. I missed your birthday.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, how was your birthday?
Yeah, it was another day, like I keep telling everyone in my family and friends. I really don't celebrate them anymore. They're just another day on the calendar. It's a, you know, if
yeah,
I focus on age, then I feel like I'm getting older. And I don't like that. So I just kind of go with the flow. I just go with the flow.
Yeah, but you guys are still alive. That is,
Well, yeah, I mean, I have lots of things to be blessed about, so I'm not going to focus on my age, per se, because then I start feeling, oh, my God, I'm going to be 60 in 2 years. Well, I don't want to go there in my mind, so I
Oh, yeah, you know what, yeah, I mean, what I think about, I mean, my little mind, with my mind is not so low, but besides that, I think, oh, God, I'm going to be 37 next year. That's like three more years of 40.
Stop it.
I mean, excuse me, if Silo can complain about 60, I think I can complain about 40. Thank you very much.
No, you can't. No, you can't.
Yes,
no,
I can.
No, I didn't mean I'm complaining about 60. It's just a fact of mortality coming in a little more and more every year you get older. So it's kind of like, yeah, okay. I'm not, you know, just like when I hit 40, it was like, oh, God. Then I hit 45, oh, God. Then
you
50,
know.
You know, and it's like now I just don't. It's just another day, and I'm going to live my life and pray to God that everything just works out good health-wise.
That's right.
Be grateful for what I got.
Me too, Shiloh.
Yeah, and you know what? It's true, but in this, I, you know, I'm always thought, you know, I just think, you know, age is a number, but then when you think about it in yourself, it's like crap. Amanda, is that you, 732?
Yeah, it's me.
I figured. Oh, God. Alicia, oh, my God. Okay, Alicia, now I feel really bad because I thought your birthday was, like, today instead of yesterday. Okay, that is really bad, Coley. Okay. Thanks, you know. Yeah, so, Amanda, what, you heard something we were talking. What do you think?
Why? About what? I'm sorry, you broke up.
About, you know, all the rumors going around about Steve Bertin leaving with, I don't think that's true.
I don't think that's true yet. I don't listen to rumors unless it's confirmed source.
Mm-hmm. And,
But I am excited about the previews for Monday, how,
Yes. Me
now, too.
Who is that going to be? Who does everybody think it's going to be?
Emily.
Do you think it's going to be a random person, or do you think...
No, because if you go back to Frank Owen's tweet...
I know it's a surprise. I'm not saying there isn't a surprise. I'm just saying, do you think that is the surprise, or do you think they're like... playing us out, basically, and that person is just a random person that surprises somebody else? Or do you think that person is the surprise?
It could be a random person. That's not out of the question. It could be a random person.
Well,
not
right.
Sure.
Well, then that person is not important. It has to be an important
right.
person.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I don't care about a random person being locked up.
Right.
Who gives a care?
Mm-hmm. Right.
No, that's what I'm saying. Are they just making making us believe that it's a surprise.
No,
I'm making
I think
surprise it's, somebody else.
No, I think, you know, we will find out that, you know, it's not a random person. I think it's going to be someone that, you know, like I said for weeks on the show, you know, before you watch the Ace, because I made the mistake of not going to the bathroom yesterday. And
yeah.
Because I was watching the Spinelli, Jason and Spinelli, Sunny and Jason scene, yeah. And I was laughing up, so.
Oh, my
I
gosh.
Say,
Honey and Spinelli are so funny together.
They are.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
are.
It's like Mary Had a Little Lamb on, so get on with it.
Well, yeah, but what I loved it, how Jason had posted, you know, Jason posted in a small way, I think, by saying, you know what? You know, he could have inducted Jocelyn and Alexis, and that was a very small move, because even though Alexis and Sonny are not comfortable, he's not going to, you know, he will, you know, kill the person that was responsible for hurting the mother of his child, and then we have Jocelyn. So, and what did you guys think about when the breaking news happened,
they were watching
and,
you.
Yeah, what was everyone thinking then?
What breaking news?
Today.
Okay.
You mean at
with
the
Jerry?
End of the show?
Yes.
Are you talking about with the chew and all that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I don't know if
I thought
it was
just a plug.
I don't know if that was supposed to be a diss or that was supposed to, like, throw it in our face that the chew took over One Life Live. I don't know, like...
What I laughed was, Jerry said was, I'm sorry to break into your daytime programming.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. He mentioned soaps.
Yeah. I go, and I was being my funny little self.
He mentioned soap
like,
opera.
Yep. And when Elizabeth saw Jerry, she's like, oh, my God. And then when Carly saw him and goes, look, good doc, like, do you know about this? And when Jason earlier and Elizabeth and him were talking, and, you know, they were talking about it, and when Jason's like, oh, my God, Jerry, I know I live in an apartment building. I'm aware of it, but... I just thought it was really funny because,
my what the F moment of the week was Tracy and Joe Jr. I was like, what is this?
I know.
Yeah,
thank you. That's the truth. That was the F moment. I was like,
Well, we all know Tracy is not the best person ever, and...
But I feel bad for Tracy.
Yeah.
I do, too. And
I
left her with Luke, and Luke just dumped her. It was just... That wasn't right. I feel bad for her. Now she's with this awful person, and she's vulnerable at this point. I feel bad
mobster,
for her.
Another rapist.
Yeah. Well...
Well, yeah, I am just looking forward to the next coming weeks because I think it's going to be one of those things in soaps, you know.
Now,
it will be good.
Back?
Yes, I am. I'm happy. I love the Jackson Collie scenes. Loved it.
Yeah, me too.
Love the day in the hospital. Oh, my God. Loved it.
Yep.
See, I love the scenes with Jax, Carly, and Jocelyn alone, but the ones today with Johnny, not that they were out of place because they were warranted that was going to happen, but I just wish someone else would have seen Jax before
Johnny.
Yeah,
me too. I didn't like the things today with Johnny.
Wait, Sue, hold on.
I didn't either.
Wait, Sue. Hold on. Well, this thing is going to be good, and, you know, a lot of, you know, good things are going to happen, and it's going to actually be fun to watch again.
Oh, I loved the interaction with Jason and Liz. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Great.
And you know what? She is and totally, you know, say, I can take care of myself, blah, blah,
yep.
blah.
Yep.
And I'm like,
she's being Lizzie again. Yep.
Honestly, yeah, that's what I love the most about the Lizzie's recently, because she's not trying to be the victim like they usually write her.
Right.
She's getting her spunk back, and she's telling him, like, you don't have to worry about me, you don't have to this, you don't have that, it's my decision. And I was like, wow, she's sticking up for herself.
But he does have to worry. But he does have to worry about her.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He should.
Yeah,
well, like he told him today, be careful, because he wouldn't know. He said he couldn't bear to lose her or
right.
whatever he
yes.
said. He couldn't bear something happened to her.
Is that what happened?
Right.
Yes. My TV, I have Dish, it blacked out the last licensing. It had them coming out of the room and then him walking out. So I didn't see. Is that what he said to her, that he couldn't deal with losing her?
He couldn't stand it if something happened to her, something like that.
Is that all that scene happened about them?
Well,
then,
he just said that Ewan was in Alaska the same time Jax was in Alaska,
mm-hmm.
and that wasn't coincidental, probably.
And then
it came
to Jason's mind that it could be Jerry.
Yep,
right.
And I love the Steve. Hi, we are talking about today. So, Steve, you are welcome and call in. Wait, Sue, I don't see your number on the Swiss board. But if you are on, let me know, and yeah.
The only thing I didn't like today, there was only one thing I didn't like. I didn't like that Johnny, Jax, Collie thing.
It was just weird.
Yeah, it was weird.
I didn't like that part.
Yeah.
That was the only thing I was getting a little...
I loved it. I thought it was great.
I didn't like that.
Why was it weird to you, Kathy? What was it about it?
I didn't like Jax having to find out that Collie was with Johnny like
right.
that.
Right.
I didn't like Johnny being there with Jax and Collie.
Yeah. Right.
I loved it. I thought it was great. You know, why Johnny died is pun Jax out, you know, and Johnny would become my hero, so.
But Jax and Carly really clicked at the hospital with Jocelyn.
And I loved
yeah.
it.
Yes, I did, too.
How are my favorite girls?
Yep. That was the nicest scene in the hospital. Oh. But when in the hotel room, when Johnny came to the door, Jax had no clue that Collie
right.
was involved with Johnny, and it just...
Right.
I
okay,
like
why, Kathy, those are weird situations.
I mean, in real life,
because he's still married to Collie, so it's going to be... It would have been real... If that would have been real life... It would have been a weird situation also. That's
yeah.
the way it's supposed to feel.
Exactly.
It's supposed
oh, I think
to
it
feel
was, I
weird.
Think was, I think it
yeah.
was definitely true. I think it was definitely true. But I like Collie and Jax so much together that it kind of... I just didn't want Johnny in the picture. Jax stayed overnight.
Well, I say Johnny's a sort of moth, and go Johnny.
Why do you think Collie
well,
didn't
I liked what Jax said. Oh, I see you traded one gangster for another.
And there's a reason Collie didn't sign the divorce papers.
I love you, Steve. You're on the switchboard now.
Bye, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
sorry it's been so long since I've been here, but it's been a crazy summer, really busy, and I just keep forgetting about the show is on Friday night. Which
glad you're back.
Okay, we will. Colby will forgive you now, but
Aw, thank you.
Yeah, see, I'm nice. But you have to agree with me about this whole Steve Butchering crap. Okay, I don't think it's true. What do you think?
Wait, I didn't quite understand what you just said. Repeat yourself.
I just said, you know, you heard about Steve Butchering and
yes.
The whole...
Yes, I did.
I think it's crap.
I think so, too, and I think it's just... negotiating tactics that they're using. I mean, they use it all the time with actors when they're renegotiating their contracts and all that kind of stuff. Look how many times rumors have come up in the past when other actors and actresses are in renegotiation with their contracts. These rumors come up all the time. It's just tactics.
Yeah, and you know what? You know, maybe I'm wrong thinking this, but You know, the guy already retreated a couple of weeks ago, Einstein, blah, blah, blah. I don't think he has to get on Trudeau and repeat himself.
No, he doesn't.
Nope, I agree.
He doesn't at all.
I mean, yeah, it would be nice to get the announcement, but I.
But when did he ever say that he didn't like working with Kelly? And that would be the reason why he would leave, is because he doesn't like working with Kelly. When did he ever say that?
No. I don't think that's why he's leaving. If he leaves, it'll be strictly because he needs to have more time off and still wants to make the same wage. That's what
I
think.
No, I think Butchering is going to get what he wants, and I do think... that, you know, this is a whole stupid thing that is going on, and I think once it gets settled and everything, and we find out that all Jason isn't going anywhere with, then I think a lot of people will be happier.
Yeah. Definitely.
I've never asked you this. Do you watch YNR or B&B?
No, I don't.
Okay.
The Hospital is the only show I watch.
B&B is a disaster. If we don't get rid of this Hope Liam thing, I'm going to scream.
I know.
I might not watch her anymore. I've decided after today I may not watch Bold and Beautiful. I know I like Steffi and Liam. I do, but now I don't want Steffi to get him by this guy lying to Hope. I don't like that.
He didn't lie, though. He didn't do anything. He went out and had fun.
But this guy's going to lie and say they did stuff.
Well, that's because her brother's interfering. This woman needs to learn how to grow up and stand on her own two feet mama being there and brother.
Yeah, but I don't want... What's his name?
Liam?
No, the guy that's going to lie.
Oh, the DJ?
Yeah. I don't like that he's going to lie. I don't like that. I don't like when people...
Oh, that's because what's-his-face is bugging him.
Yeah, but
her
I don't
brother
like that.
Is bugging him.
Let Liam go with Steffi without lies and deceit and all that other stuff. I don't
like
it.
Well, I think Liam needs to grow a few, too, and get back his balls and make up his frickin' mind.
See, what I think is Steffi and Hope should tell Liam to go, you know what, and that's it. That's what I think. I really, I think Liam is a child. And I just...
Well, Hope is a bigger one, but I do agree they both need to get their act together.
But I don't want either guy to
separate.
This guy is going to lie, and I don't like that. I want Steffi with Liam, but I don't want this guy to lie to Hope.
But you have to understand, Hope has been told repeatedly by Steffi and Liam... nothing happened, and she will not put it to rest.
But she didn't want to talk to that guy. Her brother did.
Well, I know, but it doesn't matter. She needs to learn to either live with what Liam tells her or not. It doesn't matter what anybody else says, but she runs to Steffi, and then she runs to her brother, and it's like, you know what, dear, you need to just grow it up.
But she was ready to live what Liam said. Now Rick went and got this guy.
It doesn't matter. She's old enough to say, shut up, Rick, I made my decision.
Well, that's
just
right.
Just like with
her
mama.
I agree with that.
Okay, yeah. That's good discussing could go on all night, yeah. It's one of those discussions that no one's going to, agree on.
But I do have a question.
I have
a question for you guys, and that is, what does everybody think about Susan Flannery leaving?
I think it's expected.
Yeah, me too.
They said she only signed a short-term contract.
She's out in December.
Yeah. What is that sound?
It's not here.
It's Alba. Alba?
What?
That was you, but I fixed it for you. I think B&B, you know, we'll be in trouble, but I think their mistake was, overusing, you know, Wiz and Brooke, Stephanie and Eric, and, you know, using Wiz way too much, and, you know, Wiz and
yep.
Stephanie both being gone. With the idiotic move ever in the
I'm glad Sean's coming back. They must have overrode what's her face. KKL.
Wait, who's coming back?
Sean Cannon.
I don't know who he is.
He used to play AJ before.
Oh, AJ.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
I didn't watch it then.
And KKL did not want that guy back. She's Hope's dad.
Yep. Well, we don't always get... I love you, Steve. Wait until Zach finds out Zach is back.
Yeah,
I cannot wait. I personally am going to be sitting down... And, loving it. Because
this whole show has gotten so good. I mean, it's such a big leap to better. It's enjoyable watching every day. They're keeping it moving. They said they're even going to move it faster. So, I mean,
but
where are we at?
But does anybody know what the big secret is that's coming next week?
A big surprise.
I think it's Emily. Emily.
What?
All right,
Emily.
Well, back to that really quick. On my timeline right now, it has choices. It's showing Emily, Brenda, Claudia, Georgie, and Greenlee from All My Children. What of those options do you think it's absolutely going to be?
Okay, I'm just being sarcastic. I'm going to be sarcastic when I'm about to say this would be funny right now. I go with the Greenlee, and I'm being funny. No,
you're being
no
funny because who gives a shit about Greenlee?
Nelson,
Alba, Alba. Well, maybe I give a shit about Greenlee.
Ain't on the show, so why? She's not a big surprise. Who would she be? She wouldn't be.
Oh my God! Oh my God, you two. I was being funny.
I said, yeah, you are being funny.
I was being funny. I'm like, okay, that's
all right.
Perfect.
So scratch her out. So now Emily, Georgie, Brenda, Claudia.
The lady looked like she had dark hair.
But you
they
know what? They could have dyed it. They could have dyed
it
too.
It doesn't look like Claudia.
No, well, okay. Okay, I'm putting my money down, people. I'm going to make a weasel. Okay, I'm waiting, and that is Emily.
Emily, okay. Everybody agrees to that?
Yeah.
I do. Emily or Dr. Lee.
Yep.
Yeah, that was a good one that Carrie came up with. I didn't think of her, but she could have been put away because she was going to out the secrets.
Oh, okay. I got a really random non-sub question to ask everyone, if they know. What happened in New York today? Why? And did anything get interrupted for anything? Something happened.
It was a murder.
A shooting.
Yeah.
Just by the Empire State Building. It was just outside of the Empire State Building.
Yep.
9 people were wounded and 2 people were killed.
What?
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
Yeah.
When? This happened today?
Yeah,
because I was reading
it.
And
in Chicago, too.
What?
In Chicago and New York. Timeline.
Holy shit!
I found out about it through Twitter.
Yeah,
I saw it on the
news. Wow.
It didn't.
Yeah. Wow.
Not to be terrible, but it didn't interrupt the shows.
Well, yeah, okay, that was my whole point. Okay, before I get hate mail, I just think they need to just do the crawl out of scene. Unless we are being attacked, or if there was another 9/11, for God forbid, you need to do it for that. But for this, just do it on the crawl, people. Lisa, to help with Bernard Greenlee and Claudia. Oh, yeah.
Can somebody tell me why Greenlee would even be a choice?
Right. Why would she be a choice?
She doesn't have any connections to anybody in Fort Charles.
Right.
No.
I don't know. They were just saying as a crossover character, I guess that's the main person they would want.
You know what would be really cool? I'm just throwing it out there. It would be really cool if it was like Vicky or that would be cool. You know,
but not Greenlee. Oh. She'd be the last person I'd want from All My Children.
Oh, she would be one of my first.
Not me.
I just don't think we need any more people from other shows
for
a permanent return. I think it needs to be a historical character.
Lynn Herring is coming back. I read that.
Yeah, but she wasn't dead.
Right.
Yesterday.
Oh,
wait, Lynn Herring's coming back?
That's what I read.
Because
Kate mentioned her in a conversation yesterday with Todd about who the different publishers were and stuff like that. She mentioned Lucy, she mentioned Erica, and she mentioned...
Vicky. No, Blair.
Well,
Blair.
They asked Frank point blank on Twitter, and he said, well, I can tell you I love nurses and I love balls. Or something.
And music.
Dances or something. Music or whatever. So I think he was pretty much saying it's in the future, and I think that'll be part of the 50th celebration.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people.
You know how I will really love to come back for the 50th? Even though I don't think they would do this, because I think she's still, you know, sick. I'm not sure. I would love to see Tiffany back for the 50th.
I'm sure they'll bring lots of people just back for that event. They won't be on the show, but...
You know what I want to see, too? Because I want to know what happened to Skyler. I want to know what happened to that little boy, because... He was on there, and the next minute you knew he was gone, no explanation. So, you know, I'm like, I want to know why. I want to know what happened there. 562, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Hi. Yeah, I'm.
Hello.
If you hear a baby, if you hear a baby in the background, but he's upstairs right now, so. And he's been very fussy right now. You give him a bottle, he's still crying, and I don't know what's wrong with him. I just got spit up on right now, but yeah. That's one thing about babies I didn't miss, being spat up on and stuff. And this is the first time that the boy in the family, so I got peed on twice already since he's been here. So,
awesome.
Yeah, sprayed on, you know, so. But, yeah, so getting into the rumors about Steve Burton, how he's, the people are saying he's being let go. He hasn't resigned, or he's just,
We've always talked about it, and a lot of people, you know, don't think it's true.
I'm still reading information about that, you know, and everything.
You know what?
I guess from what I've been reading, he came through at a stalemate. Like, he wants something for more money or whatever. And the thing is, Burton already has, he already does, like, the businesses on the side. So why would he want that money?
Well, you know what? Like I've always said, the soap magazine or a bunch of livings, soap outlets want to get another family all wired up, blah, blah, blah. Half of what is, you know, Steve said a month ago, I'm staying, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I don't think the guy has to fucking repeat himself.
I didn't even hear a word you said.
I said Steve doesn't always have to fucking repeat himself on staying, blah, 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 you know?
He has to address rumors when it comes from soap makes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should go by the last thing he said. At Fan Club Weekend, he said he was staying.
Exactly.
Is that what he said?
Well,
from
and
the
that's
horses?
What I'm
yes,
guessing.
He did
from
say
the
that.
Now. Huh?
He did say that.
Basically, you got to believe, because it's coming from the horse's mouth. So, why, you know, coming from the right. Well, you know what I mean. You know what I'm saying. I'm just saying, you know, in the figurative way. You know what I mean?
Well, Steve said.
Alva, you heard that, right?
Yeah, he said he was staying. He didn't say he was leaving.
So that's
okay.
The last word. That's the last word. That's all
yeah,
we're
so
mean.
Let's
yeah,
go.
So you want to believe the person that is,
yep.
is you know.
Oh, you
I
know,
think
I
have
just want
to
know. I want to know who that lady and that woman is. Okay, who wants it done from Friday to Monday? All in favor? Okay.
All right,
so we are jumping from. It's from. We are jumping from Friday to Monday.
So I haven't even seen last two. I haven't seen yesterday. Well, I'm in the process of watching yesterday's show, but I haven't seen.
It's awesome.
So
it's freaking awesome.
From what I understand, I know that Liz told Jason that he slept on the couch or something.
Yeah.
And then I went on a board and said, ST whatever, Liz, or whatever, for saying something like that. And, you know, or what's that? STFU. Yeah, there you go. There you go. Thank you. It said STFU for her saying that. People created a thread for her to saying that. You know, like how dare she say something like that to Jason? Like, why would he care?
Oh, he cares.
Yeah,
he cares.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
See, they just don't want him to care, but he cares.
Yeah.
He cares a lot.
Uh huh. And
I'm sure that was a Jay Stank fans, you know.
Uh-huh. I hear what's funny is when I hear these, huh?
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, when I hear these fans still talking about Jake, how he was not, he was not a character that, he was just a character that was just there, basically. He wasn't, you know what I mean? But then when you have Sam Baby, see, that baby you know what I mean? Why is it okay for people to say that Jake was the mistake? Well, what about Sam's baby, too, you know?
Sam's baby, I don't think, is Jason's.
Oh, yeah, that's what
I do.
Have been telling
me. But the paternity test said it was.
I do. I think it's
But you think it's, why would you want to think it's Jason's baby? Wouldn't you want it to be the other way around?
I just think, you know, it's Jason's
so
baby.
So basically you think it's a twist of a, all twist or, in this whole thing.
It doesn't
I'm not
matter.
Saying, okay,
believe
any
maternity test.
I don't think it's a cancer for Jason or Life and Fans. It's just they switched it back and forth too much to switch it again.
Mm-hmm.
So at this point, it's like a stalemate dead horse. I'm just going with whatever it says.
Well, I'm not worried about this because I think there's going to be a big rubble.
Yep, I think Jake's back. He'll be back.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
hey,
for sure.
Hey, did you read the chat box what Dallas Jensen is saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go on your iPad.
Yeah, you know.
I heard that.
Oh,
I heard that one, too.
Go ahead and go with that in a minute.
I don't believe that. I think everything's going to work out, and Steve will be here next.
Talk to that person?
Okay.
I don't buy that.
Yeah, me either.
Well, it doesn't say anything. It just says that, you know, Frank made his final offer, which in negotiations, that's the way it goes. You know,
mm-hmm.
one person makes their final offer, and he put it in Steve's hands. And what did she say? She said it's up to Burton if he wants to take it or not.
Right.
Supposedly, he's been asked to take a pay cut. Everyone is being asked to take a pay cut at contract negotiations.
Well, you know what? I'm...
wants a reduction that's in Frank's mind. He doesn't just. He wants more time off if he's going to.
I believe that.
People think.
Right.
I believe he wants more time off. His family's in Tennessee. I believe that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I just think we are going to wait and see and. You know, I'm going to go on the assumption that Steve is staying.
I don't know if I believe that.
What?
Believe what? That, it says, if the amount of money paid after the pay cut, so they are at a stallment, Frank has told RC to begin to prepare...
Damn.
Oh, no, I don't agree with this. OTN? Okay, you know, I have an OTN stuff all by the same band. So, you know what? I do not believe that at all.
I don't either.
So,
who is RTN by, guys?
What?
Who is RTN by?
Rachel.
Oh, she said she read. Oh, she got that from Road to Nowhere.
Right.
Yeah.
I think Steve will address it when they have made a final decision.
I agree. I believe that it is a toss and a turn because hey, that's the way negotiations go.
Yep.
So you
and
know,
we all
one,
know
one has to give
Jeopardy.
And the other has to give too. So
right.
you know.
Right.
We can
I'll just wait until he comes up and say, hey, I'm staying.
The only thing we can go by is his last words, and he said he was staying.
Yeah.
But that was before his negotiation thing, so
right.
I have to put that out there.
No, actually, you know what, I think this is a whole stunt, and I think it's, you know, not about Steve. I really do. And, you know, okay, so I think we better send this subject, but I believe this week, if there was a Super Bowl for the week, I think the hospital, It's good. It is to take the part of the best soap of the week.
Oh, it's so good.
Yep.
Yeah, it's not all J-Sam-centric anymore. That's all
yep.
I wanted, and it's great.
And she wasn't in it. She was in it one day, right?
Right.
Yep.
Like that.
Yesterday.
Yeah, it's been great that she hasn't been on. Anyway.
Yep.
I don't think she's very happy, number one. And her acting is terrible in the first place, and it's even worse now. And I didn't think it could get any worse, but it has.
Right.
Oh, it's bad.
I totally agree, Alva.
It's bad.
Real bad. It's real bad. I mean, that scene that she had when Alexis was sick was terrible. They should have cut that. She should have been cut out, period. She did terrible acting. It was terrible. I was like, do you even know the lady that's laying in the bed? I mean,
I think she's upset. I think she's pulling the ploy of being, you know, a pain in the ass because they're not willing to let her have all this time off for dancing. I think they want her to leave. I really do.
I agree.
I'd like to see that.
Well, if they watch what they're showing, all they have to do is look at her, and they should fire her.
There's absolutely no life whatsoever interacting.
Right. It's
no.
Terrible.
Exactly.
I'm like, oh, my God. If this is her mother, I'm like, can she, like, show something?
Yeah.
No, she was horrid.
Okay, hold on, you guys. Refresh the page. The show has not ended yet.
No, we got 23 minutes.
Yeah, we have 22 minutes.
Just reload your page, delayed.
Carly, when is this show starting?
Logically, it was going to start at 8:30, but now I just texted you to make sure it's at 8:30 or, you know, 9 my time.
Okay.
Because she posted on Twitter, it won't start till 12 my time.
11.
Yeah, it'll be 12 my time, too.
Oh, not for another hour? Okay.
Yeah.
I know.
Did you by any chance notice that the J-Sam fans have, like, stopped watching because of Liz and J-Sam?
Oh, yeah.
And now the ratings have gone up 100,000?
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes, it has not hurt the ratings whatsoever. Wow. Exactly.
Okay, we first. Okay, is anyone in the sub room and on the phone? Is anyone?
Yeah, I am.
I am. I just keep saying refresh because it sometimes the reloading helps.
Oh, we came back.
Yeah.
Okay, cool, delayed.
Yeah.
You know,
I think that's the problem that shows them that they don't make this show. That they are going to watch regardless if she's on or not.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
It's so much better without her.
Hey, I watched for 4 freaking years while she was front and center, and I hated her guts.
Me too.
I've been watching clips of Jason from 2006, like right after the Night of Passion, and I can't watch those clips with him and Sam anymore. I know. I skip over them to like the Jason and Liz ones.
Well, I'm glad you see it because that's what many of us have been saying is he's awful with her.
Yeah.
He is.
But I can't stand her whininess and her crying.
Oh, I know.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That's all she does.
That is like almost all she knows.
Yeah. That's the only acting ability she has, which is
that's
not
right.
something to be proud of.
I haven't been home yet.
So, Carol, how's the baby? What are you doing?
I'm reading right now.
Okay.
I said I'm reading right now.
I know. So, do you need to hang up or? But no, I just think it's going to be an interesting week. You know,
yep.
I never want a Monday not to come faster.
Right.
I mean,
it's been
a
long time.
I hate the weekend because it's not on.
Oh,
I know. You know. The only thing I do like about the weekend is Carly can get caught up on her sleep.
I get caught up on my sleep every night.
You're good.
Well, you're good.
We're not.
Some of us, some of us are bad, 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 bad people, and we know who we are talking about in this phone call. Caffeine.
Yes,
caffeine.
I think it's called insomnia.
No, you know what it's called? I'm a freaking night owl, and... okay. Please be careful. Hurricane Ira is coming your way.
Isaac.
Okay.
Hurricane Isaac.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I'm not
okay,
in Florida, but
I forgive you.
Yeah, that's going.
Why do they name Hurricane the way they name them? That's what I want to know. Sorry. I want to know.
It's how they keep track of them.
You know what? I know this is going to sound mean or whatever, but I really, 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 really don't ever want a hurricane here. They freak me out.
I've only experienced one hurricane in my life, and I do not want to go through that again.
Okay. I wouldn't live in Florida if you paid for my house.
What's eating this one what?
Me too.
It's
yeah.
Okay.
So, what was I gonna say? Oh, I think is this, you know, it's crazy and I love you, Steve. Has anyone been watching Big Brother After Dark? Well, I love you, Steve. I've been watching it, and I don't want to have here any people telling me how bad reality shows are because I'm addicted. But no, I'm liking Big Brother. I have some episodes to catch up on, but...
You know,
and
did you see last night? Did you see the double eviction last night?
No. I hope I'm not going to be pissed.
No, I'm sure John is there. Lex is probably there, too. He's not always by himself.
Okay, so let's see. Oh, that's good. Chris, Liaison Radio. I have the hotel. It's 45.
Yeah, I'm busy right now.
09.
I gotta go to Walmart.
I won't go to Walmart.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, you guys, I did my Walmart expose last week. And let's say, Walmart is dangerous for Carly. Carly was there for 2 hours. Carly wanted to, put everything in her cart. Carly stopped herself, but... You know, I mean, it came to, $45. So, people, if you spend more than $45 at Walmart in a time, please make me feel better. Thank you very much.
I do when I do my month groceries.
Oh.
Do you go to Walmart for your groceries, Shiloh?
Yeah, that or Kroger's.
We don't have Kroger's. And Walmart that I go to, when I do go, doesn't have groceries.
Oh, no. I have a couple of places I can go.
Shiloh, did you read the ABC hot sheet?
Yeah.
It said in that ABC hot sheet, mine won't go. I have a problem with my computer. It keeps saying internet.
Yeah,
am I still on the air?
Yes.
I swear, mothers, they don't change, man. They do not change. They nag and they worry about every little thing. Oh my God. Okay,
that's why you that's why you deny, lie.
Yeah, but no, you can do that. But my mom's got a sixth sense about things. She'll find out eventually about things. You know, so you could lie to my, I could lie to my mom, but she'll find out and she'll wonder why. Why do people keep secrets and don't tell anything?
Well, because they're the reason.
Well, yeah, I know that, but she doesn't know that.
Yes. Well, I know. It's like my grandma did me yesterday was she decided to organize my pictures on my coffee stand thing, and she was rearranging them how she liked to, and I got them I'm like, that sucks. Now I have to go, you know. We do it later, but that's okay. I think all of us should make a bet who is in the hospital room. Bet, and whoever wins gets a prize that I will think of later.
Is it something that we should probably already know, or should we already come and who it is? Or what?
Well, yeah, I think it's someone that we already know, and it's going to be good.
And it's someone we don't according to Valentini.
Exactly.
But we haven't seen in a while.
Honestly, out of all the people it could be, the one that I would really enjoy the most at this point, I think, would be Emily.
Yep.
Emily, what did you say, Amanda?
Well, I'm just going by what people have been polling since the show aired earlier today. And on my timeline, it shows it could possibly be Emily, Georgie, Brenda, Claudia, Greenlee, or Lucy. That's all the rumors that I've seen all day on my timeline.
What's your Twitter name?
Well, yeah, it's simply be true, right?
Always be true. Always be true.
Okay.
No, Laybone Radio.
With a C instead of an S.
Nah, I think Laybone Radio is starting at 8:45. So I think maybe if we get off around 8:35, get our drinks ready and whatever, and,
So 11:35.
I don't know, what?
It'll be 11:35 for the rest of us.
And I don't think I'm going to be, staying forever on Laybone Radio because Carly did not sleep that well. Carly kind of, fell out of bed. I'm okay, but there was a reason why I fell out of bed. And the only one on this phone that knows it is Kathy. And if Kathy wants to tell everyone, she can.
I won't say a word.
You can. Fine, I will tell.
Well,
but,
why
okay,
don't you
fine.
Just say it, Carly?
Okay, fine, but if I get does for this, whoever does it is me is getting on mute. And also getting in the album penalized. So
you were probably having one of those dreams with your menage a trois or something, right?
Okay. So this dream I had last night, I was fighting Maxie for Spinelli Soul and Hart.
She's not sure.
Yeah,
my dream. She's not sure if it was Jen Lilly or Kirsten Storms, but she was fighting.
Okay, and I was like, I was fighting her. Okay, back to me. Okay, I was fighting her, and I don't know how we got on the ground, but I guess we were getting on the ground, and I was punching her, and it was a really bad dream. but really good because Bravo helped me up. But I woke
it was
up.
Definitely cursing storms.
Well, I'm
that's
not
what
there,
I
but
figured.
I woke
that's what
up.
I figured.
I woke up people, and I was on the floor. And ever since I did that, my back has been hurting today. And so my new little announcement of the week is if you're going to have dreams, just don't fall out of bed. And if you are going to be shopping with a shopping cart, please don't text people. You could take down a display.
It's 8:30, right, Carly? Your time.
Bad, which is as bad is eating and while you're driving. That's just as bad too. You know that?
Yeah. Oh, 8:30, Carly's time. Okay.
Rachel. 8:20.
Oh yeah, Rachel. You never give me your area code. I don't see you on the freaking Swift board. But no, I mean, come on. Eating, yeah, really. Okay, you guys, what is about eating while driving or texting while driving?
I don't think you should be doing either.
You don't even have to be doing one or the other. You could still get in an accident. I almost got in a fucking accident on the freeway last night.
It's illegal, isn't it?
Huh?
Isn't it illegal there?
What's that? To be texting? Oh, yeah, well, of course. Yeah, but do people follow the rules? I don't think so. You know, I was driving a coworker home one day, dropping him off at a Starbucks, and I was texting, but I stopped. I was not driving while I was texting. I was stopping and texting somebody on the telephone here. And I was texting her, and then he's like...
Oh, you're really funny. This old man is the best.
So, do you text while driving? I'm like, no. Well, I go, well, maybe sometimes I do, but I'm trying to break that habit. You know? So.
Well, they can verify it if you get in an accident.
You know
they can verify
Marcus.
It by the towers.
Marcus.
From the towers or cell towers?
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Okay.
Well, but just never get a speeding ticket either, and you're fine.
Oh, God.
Well, if you get into an accident,
you
have to call
me. I have to go on Wednesday to fight the fucking ticket.
Okay, but ask people here because I think that is the first time I ever heard of that.
What's that?
The cop doesn't have to be there.
Yeah. People at work are telling me, Terry, don't even believe Ryan.
Texting offensive in California.
No, my texting. Well, I did get a ticket for being on my cell phone. That was only like that was not as much, but if it was like $40 for the actual ticket, but all of the fees and everything came up to like about over $100 or about $200. That's $60. But texting might be different. So yeah.
Okay, okay, you guys, it's 5 minutes to the greatest show in the whole wide world. Late on Radio is next. And I will be back next week.
Okay, I'm on my way over to Liaison.
I'll see you guys over there.
Bye-bye.
Everyone will be back. No one's going out of town for Labor Day, right?
No, I'll be here.
Oh, yeah, I'm going out of town for Labor Day.
What?
I'm kidding. No, I'm joking. I'm not. I have to work. Yeah.
Okay, so I guess everyone is head over to Raydon Radio. And so just call in when Raydon Radio starts.
Not yet, right? She's not coming on until 1:45, right?
I think so. But everyone is gonna head over there. So I thought,
I'll watch for her on Twitter.
Wait. Oh, in about 20 minutes. So I was gonna go get something to drink and all that before I go over there.
Okay.
So, yeah, okay. Bye. Night, guys. See you
next
week.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye, people. Yeah.